Hello, my name is Rosa, and I'm the judge. In a moment, my face will disappear, and you will meet the lawyers who have some questions for you.
Hello, my name is Rosa, and I'm a judge. I'm extremely posh, and I've adopted one of those sort of deep voices that posh women adopt in order to be taken more seriously. I'm an extremely left-wing judge, and I have engaged in various campaigns with regard to diversity and inclusion, and I've done speeches on it, and I've also been in yogurt commercials when I was younger. Almost unbelievably, I was put in charge of a case to be the presiding judge in a case where a Labour councillor was on trial for inciting violence. And needless to say, he was found not guilty. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, you may have heard about an appalling miscarriage of justice that has just occurred in the UK, whereby Labour councillor Ricky Jones, a half black man from what I can work out, was found not guilty of incitement to violence at a trial at Snaresbrook Crown Court. By all accounts, it was an open, shut case. He said to a crowd of people on camera in August 2024, at the height of the riots over the issue of the Southport murders of three little girls by Axel Rudakabana, that these people are disgusting Nazi fascists. We need to cut all their throats and get rid of them all. And they did this gesture while he did it. Most people say this is an open shut case. This is under the 1986 legislation. He is inciting violence against people and he should be found guilty. But he was found not guilty. And in this video, I want to look at why he wasn't found guilty. Before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe on here on YouTube and subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base stuff, stuff I don't put on YouTube, which could include this, in-person interviews, films, vlogs I do. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So August last year, I think it was August the 14th, this Labour councillor by the name of Ricky Jones clearly incites murder against people who are campaigning against what happened in Southport. I mean, that's what he evidently and directly does in a highly politically motivated way.
We've got children and women using those trains, destroying the summer holidays. They are disgusting, nasty factors, and we need to cut all their throats and get rid of them all.
He goes before the Crown Court this week. I'm talking on the 16th of August, 2025. And he is found not guilty. Now, he pleads his case, of course. Why wouldn't you? He's up before the court. Of course, he's going to do everything he can in mitigation. So what he argued was, under the relevant legislation, you have to engage in language which seems like you are inciting violence, which can be interpreted as inciting violence, and you have to intend to incite violence. And that's how he got off. Because under that legislation, it's two-pronged. You have to overtly incite violence via your language and intend to. Now, some people would argue, well, surely if you're going to say that people are disgusting Nazis and fascists and we need to cut their throats and get rid of them all, you are directly inciting a crowd to murder. The counter-argument is two-pronged. Firstly, that such remarks are so ridiculous that they are clearly an expression of emotion. They are clearly hyperbole. They are clearly rhetoric. And such a person does not mean for the crowd to do that. And secondly, of course, how can you know the man's mind? How can you know what he meant, what he intended? So he argued two points. First of all, he is a man that has emotional problems, and so he uses emotional language and has difficulty controlling his emotions. He has ADHD. He is traumatized because he is bullied as a child. I suppose I'm bullied about his race as a child. Now, I suppose the counter argument to that is, A, everybody that, of that generation was probably bullied about their race as a child. So what? They don't go around behaving like this. And B, other people with ADHD don't go around behaving like this. And C, you could even argue, well, if you know that you've got ADHD and you know that you're traumatized, then why are you going around speaking in public? You could say things that are extremely unwise and cause problems. The counter-argument to that, of course, is, oh, well, then it's discriminating against people on the grounds of disability and all of this kind of stuff. But that was his argument for saying that he can't control his emotions. He was merely expressing emotion, and he did not intend for the crowd to go and do these things. And I suspect it's likely that he didn't intend for the crowd to go and do. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he didn't intend for them to do these things. But it becomes annoying when one thinks, well, how would they react to a Conservative councillor who said similar things, who said, you know, they are all woke traitors and we should cut their throats and get rid of every one of them. Would they get the same reaction? I don't know. And that's why people think about two-tier justice. But that was what he managed to argue. Now, there's still clear grounds to that he should be found guilty, of course, because overtly, he does seem to be inciting violence. And one could argue, well, you must know. You must know what that sounds like, and you must know that it could result in people acting in a violent way. You must know that. But there are two further reasons why he was found not guilty. The first is the nature of the judge. The judge, Rosa Dean, as I said at the beginning, is a campaigning left-wing judge, a very woke judge. And it seems very obvious that she would have directed the jury to acquit. She would have presented the information in such a way as to encourage them to very much side with the defendant. And secondly, the nature of juries. Now, it used to be the case, and History Debunked has pointed this out, that Snaresbrook Crown Court had a 50% acquittal rate in the 60s. And this was because it was a working class white area. And so most of the working class white people that lived around there hated the police, were poor, were resentful of authority, and would bend over backwards to try and find you not guilty, particularly if you were one of them. And that was mostly who was up before the courts, other working class people like them. So therefore, the acquittal rate was quite high, in a way that it wouldn't have been at somewhere like Guildford Crown Court, which is a broadly middle class area, with a working class subsection that are going to be doing most of the crime. Now, this has changed. Obviously, the area, it was Walthamstow where he committed his crime, that's gentrifying, but the area is, or his alleged crime, is now increasingly South Asian and more generally non-white. And people are ethnocentric, and you would expect them, and people are left-wing, and particularly don't like the far right. They associate that with white racism, white nationalism, whatever. They don't like it. So you can see how people like that would be inclined to let him off simply because he was having a go at what they see as their nemesis, the far right, organised white far right. That they're a problem. And he's having a go at them. And secondly, he's racially relatively similar to them. And so you might expect them to be biased for that reason as well. In the same way that you got a lot of situations in the Deep South where all white juries would let white people off but convict black people, you might expect something like that to happen. There are studies, by the way, that show that there are group differences in the extent to which you do or don't let off people from your same group. And these would also be relevant. So bringing it all together, we can see why the jury would have a desire to acquit. The judge would want them to acquit and would direct them to acquit. And there would just about be grounds within the nature of the Act of Parliament that he is supposed to have transgressed to acquit, if you want to be lenient to him, because how can we know his intentions? And he has argued that he can't control his emotions and therefore what he was saying was just venting his emotions. Now, if we compare this to the Lucy Connolly case, and it takes 2 years at the same time, the Lucy Connolly case, where she said that she didn't care if people burned migrant hotels, and then she pled guilty and got 31 months. There are a number of reasons why, in a sense, they can't. The problem is that he was granted bail, and she was not granted bail. And that seems to be where it's unfair, because had she been granted bail, then perhaps she'd have had time to think about it. She could have got a better lawyer and she could have got better advice and she could have pleaded not guilty. And the jury may well have let her off, because it seems that the juries don't particularly like sending people down for free speech offences. So, but the point is, she did plead guilty, and it was under different legislation. It was under the Communications Act, because it was written down, not said. And under that Act of Parliament, it was much more stringent. It was, if your words are likely to cause people to, racial hatred or violence or whatever, considering the circumstances in which they are said. And she said them in these circumstances of hysteria. And so, of course, you can argue that they are likely. And that's probably, as Black Belt Barrister has argued, what the solicitor was saying to her. That's why you are more likely to go down. Whereas the solicitor of Ricky Jones would have said, well, no, look, we can probably get you off on this. So, but I'm afraid that it just seems like another example of two-tier care, of two-tier justice. Why? Because we know it was a left-wing judge. That much we know. We know it was a left-wing judge trying a left-wing person to whom she is bound to be sympathetic and thus likely to direct the jury in a certain way. And what would have happened if that had been a conservative councillor who'd done the same thing? Would she have directed the jury in the same way? Something tells me no.
Are you ready for the future of the West?